You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, the New World Report. It's a great pleasure to speak to my guides and experts, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia Legislature. She is in Bogota. And Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. We, some weeks ago, touched upon a story of Manaus. Manaus is the capital city of Amazonia. It is in the northwest of Brazil, but Maria has assured me that the trip from Manaus to her border, Colombia, is not easy. This is the jungle. But Manaus is an island oasis in the middle of this jungle. And what is peculiar, the way the story started, was Manaus had an outbreak that was so widespread that it was understood that perhaps herd immunity had been achieved in Manaus by itself. You have to fly in and fly out. You can't walk in, and I guess there's a boat out, but it's a slow boat. However, now the news story in Brazil, in addition to all the other problems that President Bolsonaro has, the conflicts in the populated cities, there's said to be a variant of the virus. It's got a code name, I believe, P1, that is identified with Manaus that is especially virulent. Maria, I come to you because you are in Bogota, and this would reach you before it reaches North America. Have you heard of this variant before? Is it a concern in Bogota, what is identified as the Manaus COVID-19?
Yes, we have heard about it. And more than a month ago, I think a month and a half ago, President Duque from Colombia ordered to close the borders and to stop the flight coming from Brazil. So this is a very deep concern among Latin America. Chile closed completely his country a week ago, because even though they are very they are speedy the vaccination, they are very efficient on it, they are scared that in one day the number of contagious people has raised. So many countries around Brazil, I think except two, have closed their borders and their air connection. They have to see how this new COVID is going to affect people, because I heard this is more contagious and lethal, as I have read. So we have to be aware of it, because we don't know if the vaccination will prevent either from a contagious again, or either that people after being vaccinated will be infected again.
Joseph, this heaps disaster on top of tragedy. To isolate any part of Brazil, but Manaus, to isolate it, it does seem one defensive mechanism. The question is Brazil worrying about it? Because the statistics show that Brazil has the largest death rate, not per capita, but the largest death rate. And there are no good procedures being practiced in Brazil. No safe distancing, no masking. And many of the Europeans I read, the European correspondents, blame President Bolsonaro. The puzzle I have, it's easy to blame the guy in charge. I understand. We know how to do that in America, too. The puzzle I have is it possible to contain Brazil? It's a many-splendored country. I've never been there. I've only read about it. It has so many different regions and climates. Can it be isolated? Or can you practice isolation in Brazil and make sense of it?
John, I think there's a bigger problem what's happening. I think Brazil embodies this bigger problem in Latin America when it comes to coronavirus, because obviously there's the health crisis, the health aspect of the virus, which has been we've all been attending to for now over a year. Now there's the vaccinations, and obviously Latin America is struggling to get other people vaccinated. Brazil, though, in fact, is doing a bit better than most of the countries in the region. Next to Chile, it's the second country per capita that has been vaccinating its population. And, you know, while there isn't national mandates throughout the country of Brazil for mitigation on the virus, there are local mandates by governors and mayors throughout the country, particularly in the most infected areas, because Brazil is a federal system, much like the United States. So their regions, their governors have a lot of say in how to respond to the virus. But the bigger problem, John, is how certain factors are politicizing the issue and using it to take down or attack certain presidents. I think President Bolsonaro probably perhaps has been one of the most attacked in the world for the virus, and I'd say unjustly so, because granted, they haven't handled it perfectly. I don't think many governments have. Nonetheless, Brazil is not the worst case in the virus. They have this P1 variant that exploded in Manaus, but it's highly contagious, but they've been dealing with it. Even that Manaus situation was exploited. I'll give you an example. Maduro from Venezuela sent oxygen to Manaus because it was struggling, but that was a very clear indication of how they were manipulating the situation, because Maduro won't even use the oxygen for his own people in Venezuela. So if he's not going to use the oxygen to help his own people in Venezuela, why is he using the oxygen to help the people of Manaus in Brazil? Because they're using it to attack President Bolsonaro. The latest that just happened in Brazil, and this is just happening, is the foreign minister, Ernesto Araújo, has had to resign now. He has handed in his resignation because he had been making quips against China for its vaccine and the way they were using their medical diplomacy to gain more influence in the country. And that caused a rift between China and Brazil. And that's where a lot of the pressure has been coming on to President Bolsonaro to basically bend to China's will, accept their vaccine, but accept their vaccine as a package of much bigger projects, including 5G, including infrastructure, satellites, and the whole nine. And because President Bolsonaro has been one of the last governments in Latin America that's really been trying to stand up to China, he's been being attacked. So I think this is a bigger problem, and it embodies the same problem that all these countries are facing in Latin America. And we have to look at it from a bigger context, because it's not just COVID isolated by itself.
Yes, and I mentioned quickly, we don't have time to do the detail, that Chile, as Joseph references, is the best at getting vaccines to the population. A large percentage of the Chilean population has now been vaccinated from the first variant of COVID-19. I don't know about the second variant. That information is not available. However, the Chile is now experiencing a new surge with more than 7,000 cases in 24 hours. I want to check on Bogota and Colombia before we leave. Maria, has the vaccine arrived in Bogota in sufficient numbers? The population proceeding to be vaccinated with winter coming on? We have about a minute, Maria.
Yes, it has been slowly, but we have more than a million people already vaccinated. However, we are 49 million. Day by day, they vaccinate the elderly people first. Now they get steps by step to get the ages lower. And now I heard that the army and the police are getting vaccinated. So we are just waiting until it happened. We have different vaccines from China. We have also the U.S., Pfizer. We have different for the program of COVID that President Duque signed first.
Well, that's a positive. And Joseph, the reporting from Chile says that they have adequate supplies of vaccine as well. But with winter coming on and with this new outbreak, I believe that Chile now has to take defensive mechanisms. In other words, you win, but then you can lose again if something goes wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. So unfortunately, the way this virus seems to be working is you can take one step forward and then you have to take two steps back.
Right.
But Chile's doing a good job with the vaccination, so we wish them luck. And they have a serious government that's handling this the best they could.
Joseph Umar, he is the executive director of Secure Free Society. He is in Washington, D.C. area. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature, she is in Bogota. Winter coming on in Latin America. The narco-terror doesn't pay attention to seasons. And the surge towards the American border to our My Understanding continues and grows. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.